सदाशिवसमारंभां शंकराचार्यमध्यमां अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वंदे गुरुपरंपरां गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुर्साक्षात् परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं वसुदेवसुतं देवं कंसचानूरमर्दनं देवकी परमानन्दं कृष्णं वन्दे जगद्गुरुम्। We take ninth one, Paita. Ninth. Grasam sumrushtam virasam mahantam stokameva yadrichayaiva patitam grasetajakaro kriyaha samruddhakamo hinova नारायण परो मुनिः नोत्सर्पेत न सुष्येत सरिद्भिरिव सागरः योषिधिरन्याम्बरणाम्बरादि द्रव्येषु मायारचितेषु मूढः प्रलोभितात्मा हिपभोगबुद्ध्या पतङ्गवन् नश्यति नष्टदृष्टिः स्तोकं स्तोकं ग्रसेत् ग्रासम् देहो वर्ते तयावत गृहान हिंसन्नातिष्ठे वृत्तिं मादुकरीं मुनिः अनुभ्यश्च महद्भ्यश्च शास्त्रेभ्यः कुशलो नरः सर्वतः सारमादद्य पुष्पेभ्यैव षट्पदः नाविगच्छे स्त्रियं प्राज्ञः कर्हिचिद् मृत्युमात्मनः बलादिकैः सहन्येत गजैरन्यैर्गजो यथा न देयं नोपभोग्यं च लुब्धै यद्दुःखसंज्ञितं भुङ्क्ते तदपि तच्छान्यः मधुहे वार्तविन्मधुः ग्राम्यगीतं न शृणुयात् यतिर्वनचरः क्वचित् शिक्षेत हरिणाद्बद्धात् मृगयोर्गीतमोहितात् जिह्वयाति प्रमातिन्य जनो रसविमोहितः मृत्युमृच्छत् असद्बुद्धिः मीनस्तु बडिशैर्यथा तावज्जितेन्द्रियो न स्यात् विजितानेन्द्रियः पुमान् न जयेत् रसनं यावत् जितं सर्वं जिते रसे आशा हि परमं दुःखम् नैराश्यं परमं सुखं यथा संचिद्य कान्ताशां सुखं सुष्वाप पिङ्गला। There are 24 gurus from whom our Yaduraja was learning lessons. For the first guru, Prithvi. This is the last day, small revision. First guru, Prithvi. From Prithvi, he learned how we have to be very firm on our root, even though we meet many, many problems. How Prithvi is very strong and never disturbs by any kinds of problem. In the same way, man should have fortitude on his path. This is the lesson I learned from Prithvi. Vayu. Detachment, even though we have many, many experiences, there itself we have to drop. We should learn how to drop there itself and be detached like Vayu. This lesson I learned from Vayu. Akasha completely detached from the mega and wind. The same Atma is completely detached from the body in bodily activity and Trigunas. So I understood Atma is like Akasha. Nothing happens to Akasha. Nothing happens to Atma. So we have to see this part from Bhagavad Gita, second chapter, 11th sloka to 30th sloka. Completely Atma Tattva is explained. Second chapter, 11th sloka to 30th. Then he explains, Dehi Nityam Avadhyoyam Dehe Sarvasya Bharata. Hey, Bharata, the Dehi, the Atma, never undergoes any changes. Nityam Avadhyaha, it is not to be killed. It's lying in the body. Body is perishable. This you have to understand. So now you understood, like Akasha, Atma never perishes. Third lesson. Fourth lesson, Apaha. Water is very simple. Very simple. Madhuryata. Very simple, pure and madhuryata. Same with a man should live in this world. With sweetness. Otherwise complication nobody will like. Agni. Agni, how it swallows and purifies. The same way the man should, the sadhu should take the food from others, and then he has to purify others' karma by taking. That means he has to do many, many sadhanas, meditation, puja, japa. Then only he can have that kind of capacity to burn others' karma. This I learned from Agni. Chandrama. All the Chandra kalas are superimposed on Chandra. The Chandra, real Chandra, is never undergoes any changes. In the same way, Atma never undergoes any changes. What is the body? Modifications are imposed, superimposed on Atma. This I understood from Chandra. Ravi. There is only one Ravi. Reflections are many in the mind, in the water. In the same way, one Paramatma is reflected in every part of the body and every waters in the pot. This understood from Ravi. Kapotaha. We should not get attached with the family. Grahastha is different, samsara is different. This we explained. Ajagara. We have to accept as it is. Whether it is small, stokam, mahantam, sumrushtam, virasam. Whether we like the situation, we don't like the situation, we like the people, we don't like the people, accept as it is and be happy. This I learned from Ajakara. Sindhu. How we have to be contented. No sarpeta, na sushyeta. Ever content. Learning of how to be content. Not depending upon the external objects. Contentment from inside, not from outside. This I learned from Sindhu. Patanga. Not attaching with the rupa. Rupa. Nashtadrishti. Because the man doesn't have the vision, he gets false kinds of the vision, he perishes. How Patanga perishes with the form in the same way. So this I learned the lesson from Patanga, how we should not get attached with the form. Madhukrut. Madhukrut, how the honey bee collects the honey from, so even from small flowers and big flowers, it takes only the sar in the same way. Arabhyascha mahadhyascha shastrebhya kushalo naraha sarvada saramadadhyat. From all the scriptures you should know how to learn, how to take the sara. This I learned from Madhukrit. And Gajaha. From Gaja has got the attachment to the skin. Because he has got attachment to the skin, it perishes. It got caught up with people in the same way. We should not get attached with the skin. This I learned from Gaja. Madhuha, the honey collector. Honey collects everything, and honey collector come and kills all honeybees and takes it in the same way. The person who collects, earns money, na deyam na upabhogam, is not doing any charity, not enjoying this, then it has to be taken by someone. Even in this world also is not getting any sense pleasure. The other world also is not saving any dharma. So this I learned from honey collector. So man should not do that. Should do something. Should do charity, or he has to enjoy. Without doing both the things, all painful process he undergoes, and nothing of that, the profit he gets. It should not be like that. Should not be like that. This lesson I learned from Madhuha. Harinaha. Harina. Deer has got attachment to sound. And how he caught up with the people in the same way. The man should not have this kind of attachment with Grammy, the vulgar kind of the sounds and unnecessary talks. Not taste, not having the taste with the unnecessary or not fruitful talks. This I learned from gossip. Yeah, gossip is correct word, technical word. This I learned from Harina. Meena. Fish has got attachment with tongue. It's very, very powerful to overcome tongue. He says that even though we control all the four sense organs without controlling rasa, that person is not considered as jitendriya. Jitam sarvam jite rasa. When you conquer tongue, then you conquer all the four senses. I learned from Meena how not to be attached with tongue. Pingala, the person who lived in, the lady lived in Mithilapuri, and how she got Viragaba, and how he got completely detached from Arthakama, and how he attained. This I learned from Pingala. Ashahi paramam dukkam, nairashim paramam sukkam. Iti sanchiddiya kantasham, sukam sushvapa pingala. How the first day she slept very deeply. Because she got out of Arthakama. Then, now we have to see the next one. Small revision. It's needed. Simha Avalokana, this is called. How Simha goes. The lion goes, it takes four steps and looks back. Again four steps, looks back. So only 4 days we have. How many times she look back? Today the final look back, looking back. Kurara. Kurara, 18th, the bird. Sometimes it's called a sparrow or some kind of bird. Some kind of bird. This is called a kurara. The name is kurara here. Parigraho hi dukkaya.
Parigraho hi dukkaya.
Yad priyatam andrinam.
Yad priyatam andrinam.
Anantam sukham apnoti.
Anantam sukham apnoti.
Tadvidvanyastva kinchanaha.
Tadvidvanyastva kinchanaha.
Parigraho hi dukkaya.
Parigraho hi dukkaya.
Yad priyatam andrinam. Anantam sukham apnoti.
Anantam sukham apnoti.
Tadvidvanyastva kinchanaha.
Tadvidvanyastva kinchanaha.
Parigrahohi dukkhaya. Parigraha, whatever we collect from outside. Aggrandizing we call it. Aggrandizing. Parigraha. Hi dukkhaya. Brings dukkha. All the possessions bring dukkha. We know that. I tried to get big palace. I thought that this would give happiness. After some time I realized dukkha. Dukkha also comes with a palace. Anything we get, we possess, with the possession, dukkha also comes. This I understood. Parigruhohi dukkhaya. Yattat priyatamam drana. Whatever man likes very deeply. Drana. For the human being, when he likes very yattat priyatamam. Priyam, Priyatara, Priyatama, superlative degree. Very deep, liking for a possession. When I like something very deeply, I try to bring. When I bring, along with that product, things, dukkha also comes. Without dukkha, I am not able to take it. It's the nature of the things. Parigraho hi dukkhaya. Tatvidvan yastu akinchanaha. The man, the learnt man, the learnt man. When he doesn't have anything, he doesn't have any interest to possess. From akinchana means what, not having, doesn't mean he is not having anything. No. All the things are what the happenings. All the things are happening. And he gets whatever he gets on his way. By puru karma. By praradha karma, whatever he gets. It's called akinchana. It's not putting lot of effort to bring to possess. No. So we have to understand that little clear. So whatever comes on its way, agadam swagadam kuriyatar. Without effort it comes, then I will take it. It goes, then I will do bye. Bye. When it comes, hi. When it goes, bye. not having etyat priyatamam, and I try my best to bring and possess for that and protect. No. It's called akinchana. Akinchana means not having any effort to bring. Akinchana. Anantam sukham apnoti. This man knows how to get sukha. Only this man gets the lot of joy. It's very easy. When you possess everything, we think that when you possess everything, we will be happy. Actually, after possession only, we lose our happiness and peace of mind. When you do not know how to, if you learn how to not possess, then there is no sukham inside. When you possess, then we lose our sukha. We have to contemplate on this thing. And now we have to live without the products, the things. Things will come. When things comes, then we will receive. When it goes, then it doesn't mean we are not caring or that caring for anything. No. It's very difficult to explain. The care should be there. At the same time, we have to get the things. At the same time, we should not possess. At the same time, we should not lose our peace of mind. So many things are like that. How? The different skill is needed. We make effort also to bring something. So how we make effort? How we are not losing our peace of mind? Even though we try to bring the things, we are not possessing. A different kind of skill is needed. So when we reflect upon this, we will get it. Everything cannot be told either. Like yesterday. Everything cannot be told. 1/4 from teacher, 1/4 from own reflection, 1/4 from other people, 1/4 from time. So parigraha, parigraho, parigraho hi, oi parigraho hi. It is followed by soft consonant. He, that's why parigraha has become parigraho. That's why he is with soft consonant there. Okay? Anantam sukham apnoti. One who knows how to drop, how to not possess, that person gets the happiness. This I learned. This is the message. The first sloka gives the message. And next sloka he brings the, or the teacher. The teacher's bird. The one bird lives in the forest. He was watching. Because he lives in the forest, he brings all kinds of examples from the forest. One small bird. Somewhere the bird got some small piece of the flesh. Some animal died and he took from that animal's body small piece of flesh. Without cooking, it has the capacity to eat. Like what's that? Sweet ball. It took and started flying, the bird. And hundreds of birds, they don't get this flesh. And hundreds of birds started chasing the first one. The first one, as much as possible with all the effort, and flies here, there, under the tree, top of the tree, and tried maximum best to get away from all these hundreds of birds. Could not. Wherever the first bird goes, hundreds of birds are chasing and trying to get that flesh. The first bird did not, get the chance to eat it, even a small bit, completely disturbed by other birds. So the first bird, thinking that, check, I don't want this piece of flesh. I want the peace of mind. So just the moment it drops, the moment the first bird drops the flesh, next bird came and took it. And all other birds are started chasing the next bird now. The first bird went and sat somewhere in the tree. Then he started giving some sound. Appa. This is called a sukham apunoti. This is called a sukham. Our avadudas watching this. Now he understood. One thing I understood in the life. What? Samisham kuraram jagnuhu balishoyo ye niramishaha. Amisha means or the flesh. Samisha means with flesh. The bird with the flesh, samisham. Kuraram means here, the bird name is kuraram. Samisham kuraram, jagnu. All the people are coming and hitting. Balishaha. Other birds are very, what is that? Balishta. Very stronger. ye niramishaha, they don't have any but the flesh with them. So niramishaha balinaha, ye niramishaha balinaha, those birds without the flesh, they started chasing samisham kurara, the bird with the flesh. Tada tat amisham parityajya, when the first bird has given up the flesh, sa sukham samavindat, after having given up the small piece of flesh, the first bird got peace of mind and the endless was a joy. I noticed it, they understood. I never go after any, what is that, position, any name, fame, no, nothing. The competitions are very high. I don't want to get anything. Because when I get something, people are coming and chasing. I don't want anything outside. I don't want to be chased by other people, the group, very strong people. Just I gave up everything. I know how to enjoy my life. I understood this. Anything with the competition, it gives a pain. There's no competition. Otherwise, the disappointment comes. Competition, people are chasing, and if I don't get, disappointment inside. If I get, other people are disturbing me. If I don't get, disappointment inside. I understood this. Then I am not towards that, going after this kind of thing. So whenever we learn something, we should develop one more skill, how to apply that in life also. It doesn't mean that's why I am not applying for any company. Why? So many competition for a job. I learned from Kurara. It's not like that. Even though we understand this kind of thing, we should know how to survive, how to live, how to not to get disturbed. It's extraordinary skill only. How to apply the message of scriptures into the life. We have to go to a job. We have to search for the job. Job is necessary to survive. I hope you are getting it. You have to get. There's no other way. Studying and understanding and applying. As many people, they read directly, then they ask, then we don't want to go anything. We should not get any position. Because when you get position, lot of competitions. That's why I rejected a position. I rejected my job also. Everything I rejected. Sarvam parityajya. I'm sitting here. Then you will die in 1 week without having food. The understanding is something different. How to understand the scriptures, how to bring it down to our transaction level. Extraordinary skill is needed. So this I understood from the Kurara. The next sloka we didn't chant. We chant this. Samisham kuraram jagnuhu.
Samisham kuraram jagnuhu.
Balino ye niramisha.
Balino ye niramisha.
Tadamisham parityajya.
Tadamisham parityajya.
Sasukam samavindata.
Sasukam samavindata.
As long as we hold that something which is liked by all the people, they will not get peace. When we drop that, then we will immediately get peace. Then other person who holds, okay, he loses his peace of mind. So like that it goes like relay. So you know that, you know how to get peace of mind. This I learned from Kurara. Next child. So he was observing a child somewhere in the village side. Very interesting. He observed a child, and from a child he learned a lesson. Name mana pamanau staha.
Name mana pamanau staha.
Here we have to see staha vai, followed by soft consonant. Ukara sandhi. Na chinta geha putrinam. Atma kreeda atma ratihi. Vicharamiha balavat. Name manava manaustaha. నచింతాగేహపుత్రిణాం ఆత్మక్రీడాత్మరతిః విచరామీహ బాలవత్. వెరీ గుడ్. బాలవత్, హౌ ద చైల్డ్ ప్లేస్, వెరీ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్. వెన్ యూ అబ్జర్వ్ ద చైల్డ్ ఇట్ ప్లేస్ విత్ ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ దట్ డాల్స్ అండ్ అవర్ దట్ టాయ్స్ ప్లేస్. బాలవత్ విచరామి, ఐ ఆల్సో రోమ్ హియర్ ఇన్ దిస్ వరల్డ్ లైక్ బాల. టూ టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ టూ వర్డ్స్ వి యూస్ జనరలీ, చైల్డ్ లైక్. చైల్డ్ లైక్ ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్, చైల్డ్ ఇస్ డిఫరెంట్. వి యూస్ ద టూ వర్డ్స్. చైల్డ్ లైక్ మీన్స్ ద ఇన్నసెన్స్, చైల్డిష్ మీన్స్ వట్ ద ఇగ్నరెంట్. సో దిస్ ఇస్ చైల్డ్ లైక్ బాలవత్. నమే మానవ మానవ్, మాన అవమానం దేశ తౌ రామౌ జ్యువెల్ కేస్. రామ మాన అవమానం, మానవమానవ్ నమే ఫర్ మీ దేశ మానవ స్థ బికాస్ జ్యువెల్ హోర్స్ తి తహ అంతి స్థ మే మానవమానవ్ నస్థ న చింత. ఐ డోంట్ వరీ, చింత మీన్స్ వరీ, దిస్ నో వరీ ఫర్ గేహ పుత్రీణ. గేహన్ హౌస్ పుత్రీణ ఆల్ అదర్ థింగ్స్ హౌస్ హౌస్ హోల్డర్ వాట్ దట్ ఓరీస్ దిస్ నో ఫర్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ వెన్ ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ ఓరీస్ అవుట్ సైడ్. మాన అపమాన దేహ గేహ పుత్రీణ చింత నమే. ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీథింగ్ అవుట్ సైడ్, ఐ డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీథింగ్ టు డూ అవుట్ సైడ్. దెన్ వాట్ యు ఆర్ డూయింగ్ ఆల్వేస్ రతి, ఐ రవల్ ఇన్ సైడ్ వేర్ ఆత్మరతి అన్ ఆత్మ క్రీట. ఐ ప్లే విత్ మై ఆత్మ, ఐ రెవెల్ ఇన్ మై ఆత్మ. ప్లేయింగ్ మీన్స్ వెన్ యూ వాంట్ టు ప్లే యూ నీడ్ సంథింగ్, యూ నీడ్ సంథింగ్ టు ప్లే. సో వాట్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఇన్ సైడ్ టు ప్లే, ఐ హ్యావ్ మై బాడీ మై మైండ్ అండ్ ఇంటలెక్ట్ ఆల్ ద సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్స్. వెన్ ఎవర్ సెన్స్ ఆర్గన్ గోస్ అవుట్ సైడ్ ఐ కెన్ అండర్స్టాండ్, ఆత్మ నెవర్ గోస్, ఓన్లీ ఆర్గన్స్ ఆర్ గోయింగ్ అవుట్ సైడ్. దిస్ ఇస్ సాక్షి అండ్ మైండ్. All the bad thoughts, good thoughts, all the tamasic, rajasic and sattvic, I just see them. I play with those gunas. I play with these five sense organs. I play with this body. Even though I watch everything, I play with these things. I never heard that. Get attached with those things. This is play. To play, we need toys. For me, the toys are body, mind and intellect. Atmarati. Even though I see everything, I never get caught up with this kind of body, mind, intellectual attachment. Atmarati. Always I revel in Atma. Atma krida atmarati. This meaning I am not getting anything but the joy from outside. My source of joy is from inside. Atma krida atmarati. He vicharam. Then I roam in this world like balavat, like child. Because when you see the child, there is no worry for the child. No child worries in the house. Because of the child, parent may worry. There is no child. This is nature of child. Even if you decorate the child with all kinds of costly things, nothing happens. You remove all the dresses and put as it is. No apamana, no mana. You remove everything. It will roll on the ground. You put all the costly things, again it will roll on the ground. No mana, no apamana. Very interesting. The mentality. Very interesting. I learnt it from child. You only scold, nothing happens. You scold the child, it smiles. You praise the child, it smiles. That's all. Very interesting. Okay? This namai mana apamana stahana chinta geha putrina matma krida. Because the child revels in its own world. Then we notice it. This world is totally different. It speaks itself. And what is it? Joy. Completely joy. The child is filled with joy. There is no worry. Atma krida, atma rati. Perfect example for a jnani purusha. Perfect example. And one more sloka with the child. This is a nice sloka. In some guru, is 4 or 5 points he has given. But I have selected only very nice slokas. The next slok also gives about the child. द्वावेव चिन्तया मुक्तौ परमानन्द आप्लुतौ यो विमुग्धो जडो बालः यो गुणेभ्यः परं गतः द्वावेव चिन्तया मुक्तौ परमानन्द आप्लुतौ यो विमुग्धो जडो बालः यो गुणेभ्यः परं गतः द्वावेव दिस् इस् काल्ड् अयादि सन्धि वेरि टफ् सन्धि टु अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् द्वावेव द्वौ एव यु हव् टु स्प्लिट् लैक् दिस् द्वावेव द्वाविमौ पुरुषौ लोके ओके द्वाविमौ मीन्स् टु पीपल् दिस् टु द्वावेव टु पीपल् चिन्तया मुक्तौ चिन्त मीन्स् ओरिस् टु पीपल् आर् गाट् रिलीस्ड् फ्रम् ओरिस् द होल् वर्ल्ड् द होल् क्रियेशन् ओन्ली टु पीपल् आर् गाट् रिलीस्ड् फ्रम् द ओरिस् हू आर् दे Muktau means do. Paramananda aplutau. They got released from worries. And they are always reveling in the joy. Who are they? The first one is Balaha. Balaha, child. Child never worries. The first one. Next one is Jnani. The two people never got what's that? Worries. Dvaveva chintaya muktau paramananda apu. There is no worry. Therefore, they feel joy always. Yo vimugdaha yaha. Again, yaha vimugdaha jadaha balaha yaha. All is ukara sandhi. Why it is followed by? Soft consonant. What is soft consonant? Va, ja, ba, ga. You can understand why. One stroke, see how many ukara sandhi. Yaha vimugdaha. Vimugdaha means what that like thoughtless. Vimugda. So the child sits in it is like this. There's no thought inside the mind. Vimugdaha. Jadaha. Sometimes you feel it's like jada. There's no consciousness. Sometimes. Jada means not inert object. The expression is like jada. Vimugda. There's no thought inside. If ordinary person sits in the easy chair finished. Thousands of thoughts, millions of thoughts are in his mind. No thought. Vimugdha. Jada looking like inert object. Looking like, not inert. Vimugdha, jadaha, balaha. Child. This person. Vimugdha, jadaha, balaha is what is given to the child. That's the adjectives. And one person is child. Another person, yo gunebhya paramgataha. Gunebhya means all trigunas. Trigunadita. He went beyond this triguna. Sattva, rajas, tamas. Gunebhyascha, gunebhyah paramgataha. The child and the jnani, these two people, they don't worry. They're not occupied with all kinds of worries. They enjoy their joy inside. So this I learned from child. How child was not worrying about anything. And enjoys his life in the same way. Man should know how to get joy. For small, small things not getting disturbed. A small thing also disturbs us. Very small. This I learned from child. This is the 19th Guru. 20th Guru. Kumari. It's very interesting. The Kumari has got background story. Flash story. He was... Our Avadhuta was watching in a village, on one house. The girl has to get married, na? So somehow this kind of talk is going on in their house. So the boy from the boy's house, the boy whom she is going to marry, the boy's house from other village, they came to this girl's house. To see these girls, what do you call when the boy's family comes to see the
interview.
Girl?
Interview.
Interview. So the the girl's house, they relatives from girl's house, they go to boy's house. From that boy's house, they will come and see, and they will talk, they will bargain. So many things will come. So from the boy's house, the people came. When they came, few relatives came and to see this girl. At that particular time, from the girl's house, all elderly people went out. Father, mother and uncle, they went out for some other job. This girl was sitting alone in the house. And then relatives came. She doesn't know what to do. Suddenly they came. Because guess atithi. There's no atithi. Without atithi they came immediately. They want to watch. How is this house? Because they have to observe before taking girl from her family. So the girl is very efficient girl. She knows how to handle the situation. Then she asks, she gave some coffee, tea or something to drink first. First you drink this, by the time I will go and make food for you. Then went inside. First time. Because the father, mother, they cook. This kind of the children's job to eat, that's all. They cook, mother cooks, I eat. So many years it is going like that. Suddenly people came. I do not know what to do now. But I have watched how when my mother cooked, I have been watching many times. Now I know how to cook. She got now that kind of skill now. Whatever she observed when her mother cooked. Then he went inside. She went inside and searching for rice. There is no rice. There is no rice. What to do? Another small load, that amount of vegetables are lying down. There is no rice. What to do? But luckily she knows that the rice are coming from paddy. You know that. And went and paddies are lying down. Then she took that paddies and put it in that. What do you call? Oral, what do you call this? Oral
pounding.
Huh?
The pounding.
The pounding or that, the rock. You know. She took some rice. And she gave some entertainment to the relatives there in the drawing hall. She went inside and put all the paddy there and started what's that?
Pounding.
The rod kind of thing, the wooden pieces. This is very popular in a village. Indian villages, started pounding them. That time, she used to wear the bangles, 10-15 bangles. When you pound like that, at that time, it creates sound. So she was thinking, when it creates sound, the relatives may think that I am pounding it, they will understand our poverty. So it should not be happen like that. So what is, she thought that. And she removed almost all the bangles. And she kept two bangles and started pounding again. Again, the two also created sound. And she removed. So without the bangles, you should not. This is an inauspiciousness. For the girl, she made one bangle, and started pounding. There's no sound. And after that, their family problem. We should not involve in those things. This much is enough for our learning. Then how she got married, how they went, no, we should not involve in those things. Cut. Okay? The film is cut there. This much is enough to learn the lesson for our Avadhuta. Avadhuta was watching all those things. And he learned one thing, great lesson, very interesting lesson. He said, when you put so many bangles, when you put, it creates very great sound. When you have two bangles, it creates other kind of sound. When you wear only one bangle, there is no sound. He is observing from somewhere how this girl is doing. And he learned great lesson. Now see the shloka. It's very interesting shloka. Vase bahunam kalaha.
Vase bahunam kalaha.
Bhavet vartha dvayorapi eka eva chare tasmat kumarya iva kankanah isle vase bahunam kalaha means what that
friction.
Conflicts, friction and fight, quarrel, all the things put together. Kalaha. Kalaha is the best word. Why kalaha? All people when they come, the kalaha, 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 kalaha. Kalaha, kalaha. All people come together, go to party, this and the kalaha. Vase bahuna, when we live with many people, kalaha must be there. Why? Difference of opinion, different thoughts, different emotions. Vase bahuna, very good. Now see, you put all the bangles, you pawn kalaha, 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 kalaha. Vase bahuna, kalaha. Perfect lesson. Suppose, bhavid varta doyorapi, you live with only one person and start chatting. Then, varta doyorapi, when two people come, their unnecessary talk, unnecessary argument comes. Particularly, the people who married, he said, you have to watch. I'm not coming with argument. That's all. When you talk, the argument comes. When you don't talk, there's no argument. Vartha dvayorubi. If two people live, then argument. So, when all people come together, kalaha. When two people, vartha. Therefore, ekayeva charet. Man should know how to live alone. Even though we live with many people, we go with the discussion, we should know how to live with ekayeva charet tasmat kumarya iva kankanaha. The kankana, the bangle of that girl. So I learned from the bangle. See, very powerful story, that the lesson. Very powerful lesson. Vase bahunam kalaha bhavet varta dvayoropi tasmi eka eva charet tasmat kumarya eva kankara. This is the powerful lesson I learned from this. That's why I am avoiding the group and avoiding unnecessary talks also. I try to keep myself alone. Solitude is different. Solitude is positive and loneliness is negative, because all people rejected me. When all people rejected me, I cannot say, I am in solitude. No. Before they reject, I rejected everything. I don't want anything. I want to keep myself alone. For what? To reflect the ideas of scriptures. To meditate on the Lord. So solitude is different and loneliness is different. Here is solitude, positive value. This I learned from this Kumari. And going to next, or the guru, blacksmith. When this person, the blacksmith, always used to work. We have to see in India, in midst of the big or the marketplace, particularly the marketplace, the middle of marketplace or some corner. Not only blacksmith, the person who stitches our the shoes and the cobbler. We call them cobbler, no? Cobbler and blacksmith of people. Very busy area of the marketplace, one corner they will have their shop. You ought to see. When something happens to our chapel and the shoe, we go. We also sit. When we watch how he stitches, because our chapel, that's why you're watching. Costly chapel, that too. How he takes that needle and how it. When you watch, we also forget the whole marketplace there. We should go to that kind of place and we have to watch. He will ask us to sit here, then I will stitch. Or they will do the polish also. We'll forget in a few moments about the whole the place, even though it's very busiest place. The same with the blacksmith. He was doing that, or that sharpening the arrow there. Hitting the iron piece and making the sharp. Particularly the children, in those days we used to do sharpening the pencil. None of these people, they don't know. Our people, they know. The machine is there. You take the pencil, it goes there. There's no skill in that. Those days we used to take the razor blade. Then slowly they brought that machine. So when you do this kind of the sharpening, the mind is focused there and forget everything, world. He learned this. I have been watching this man, the blacksmith. how he is able to focus his mind even though it's the very busiest place. This I learned, how to focus our mind. Very perfect example. Then at that time when he was towards that focusing his mind and doing the sharpness of the arrow, at that time the big gang, the big procession was going there. King is going. The king started going in the big procession with all band, this and the sound. He never knew what has happened there outside. He was doing completely unaware of the surroundings. What a great concentration this person has got. I have been watching this person. I learned one thing. Even though we live with all kinds of the calamity, chaos and the surroundings, even in those surroundings also, I learned how to focus my mind. So wherever I want to focus. This learned. Now see, blacksmith. Tadaivam atman avaruddha chittaha.
Tadaivam atman avaruddha chittaha.
Na veda kinchet bahirantaram va.
Na veda kinchet bahirantaram va.
Yateshu karo nrupatim vrajantam.
Yateshu karo nrupatim vrajantam.
Ishaugat atma nadadarsha parshve.
Ishaugat atma nadadarsha parshve.
Yagnanan. తదా ఏవ ఆత్మని అవరుద్ధ చిత్త ఆత్మని అవరుద్ధ చిత్త ఇన్ హిస్ ఓన్ వర్డ్స్ దట్ మైండ్ అవరుద్ధ చిత్త దర్ ఇస్ నో వర్డ్స్ దట్ గోయింగ్ అవుట్ థాట్స్ ఆర్ నాట్ గోయింగ్ అవుట్ ఇట్స్ కంప్లీట్లీ కంట్రోల్డ్ ఆత్మని అవరుద్ధ చిత్త కంప్లీట్లీ కంట్రోల్డ్ వెరీ నైస్ వర్డ్ అవరుద్ధ చిత్త కంట్రోల్డ్ అండ్ వర్డ్స్ టర్న్డ్ ఇన్ సైడ్ న వేద ఈ డజన్ నో ఎనీథింగ్ కించిత్ It is written kinjit, not kinjit, it is kinchit. Naveda kinchit. He doesn't know anything. What is happening outside? Bahirantaramva. He doesn't know what is happening outside. Bahi antaram, even inside also. He is not aware of his own thoughts also. Antaram bahi na kinchit veda. He knew nothing. Yata ishukaraha. Ishukarma, one who does the issue. Issue means here arrow. Yata ishukaraha. యథయుషుకార గుణసంధి యథాయుషుకార కార ఉకార సంధి అప్లై ఎవ్రీవేర్ యథాయుషుకార నృపతిం వ్రజంతం నృపతి మీన్స్ ద కింగ్ నృపతి వ్రజంతం నృపతి ద కింగ్ గోస్ దేర్ నృపతిం వ్రజంతం న వేద న దదర్శ పార్శ్వే సో ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఓన్ షాప్ ద హోల్ వర్డ్ దట్ ప్రొసెషన్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ ద కింగ్ ప్రొసెషన్ ఇస్ గోయింగ్ వ్రజంతం నృపతిం దదర్శ పార్శ్వే న దదర్శ హి నెవర్ లుక్ అపాన్ దట్ అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ సమ్ టైమ్ సమ్వన్ సంబడి వాట్ ఇస్ ఇట్ కేమ్ అండ్ ఆస్క్ కింగ్ వెన్ దిస్ సైడ్ ద ప్రొసెషన్ వెన్ దిస్ సైడ్ ఐ డోంట్ నో జస్ట్ ఐ డోంట్ నో వ్రజంతం నృపతిం న దదర్శ పార్శ్వే ఇస్ నాట్ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ ఇస్ నాట్ అవేర్ ఆఫ్ ద థింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ప్రొసెషన్ వై ఇషౌగతాత్మ ఇషౌ గత గత ఆత్మంస్ హీ జస్ట్ ఇన్వాల్వ్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ ఇన్ మేకింగ్ దట్ ఇషౌ సెవెంత్ కేజ్ గత ఆత్మ ద హోల్ వర్డ్ దట్ మైండ్ ఇంటెలిజ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ వెంట్ ఇన్ టు దట్ ఎయిర్ దట్స్ వై హీ లాస్ట్ ఆర్ హీ ఫర్గట్ కంప్లీట్లీ సరౌండింగ్స్ దిస్ ఇస్ హౌ వీ హౌ టు లర్న్ హౌ టు ఫోకస్ అవర్ మైండ్ When everything is very nice, very silent, at that time mind focus very easy. That's okay. But even though it's very busiest place, how you should focus the mind? This I learned from this person. Very great lesson. And after learning this much from blacksmith, now moving to snake. I was watching a snake. Snake never makes any house. All the ant hills. Ant only makes whenever we see the snake, the ant hills, we will be thinking from the right from the childhood. We will be thinking this is snake house. After some time only we will say this is ant house. Ant made this house and the snake goes and lives very happily. This is how the sadhu purusha should live. He should not make any this kind of thing. So he has to go house to house and live happily, then you have to leave it, not attaching with anything. This island. గృహారంభోతి దుఃఖాయ విఫలశ్చాద్రువాత్మనః సర్ప పరకృతం వేష్మ ప్రవిశ సుఖమేధతే. గృహారంభో అతి దుఃఖాయ. దిస్ శ్లోక ఇస్ మెంట్ ఫర్ ఓన్లీ సాధు సన్యాసిస్ దీర్, నాట్ ఫర్ గృహస్థ. సాధు సన్యాసి షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్, గృహస్థ ఆల్సో షుడ్ అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ మ్యాన్. సో బోత్ షుడ్ గో ఫర్ దట్ ఈచ్ అదర్ ద హ్యాండ్ హ్యాండ్. గృహస్థ షుడ్ హెల్ప్ దిస్ పర్సన్, దిస్ పర్సన్ ఆల్సో షుడ్ నాట్ లీవ్ దే ఆల్వేస్ అటాచ్ విత్ నో ఇష్ నో హిస్ లిమిట్. గృహారంభ అతి దుఃఖాయ, బికాస్ హోల్ లైఫ్ ఇస్ మెంట్ టు సర్చ్ ఫర్ ట్రూత్ హియర్. దట్స్ వై అదర్వైజ్ ఇఫ్ యూ If you build one land, buy one land, build one house, finish your life. Particularly in India also, you take one land and one house. So your age is getting over. Your janma is over there. To buy land and build house. It's not ordinary. Griha rambha ati dukkhaye. To start building the house is ati dukkhaye. Vipalaha. It is not fruitful. Anyway, you are... Now you start building your house by 40, 45, then by the time 60, 65, 70 you fill up your load, finish, go back. Then what is the purpose of vifalaha, adruvatmanaha? Sometimes they started building the house, immediately some prana also goes. I've seen many people. In between, adruvatmanaha, we do not know what will happen. The uncertain, life is uncertain, and this also vifala, there is no fruit in this. గృహారంభ అతి దుఃఖ, దుఃఖ దట్ ఇస్ నో ఫ్రూట్, ఇట్స్ నాట్ ఫ్రూట్ఫుల్ థింగ్. అండ్ సమ్ టైమ్ ఇన్ బిట్వీన్ ఆల్సో ద మ్యాన్ గోస్. సో దీస్ ఆర్ ద థింగ్స్ ఐ వాచ్డ్ రిఫ్లెక్టెడ్ అపాన్ దోస్ థింగ్స్. అండ్ సర్ప పరకృతం వేష్మ, సర్ప పరకృతం వేష్మ మీన్స్ ద ఇట్ ఇస్ ద హ్యాండ్ హిల్ మేడ్ బై హ్యాండ్. పరకృతం వేష్మ సర్ప ప్రవిశ్య గోస్ ఇన్ సైడ్. సుఖమేదతే nicely leaves and goes to next hill. That's all. This is what I learned from Sarpa. So this shloka is specially meant to the sadhu sannyasis. That's why we should not spend more time here. We have to go to next shloka. Spider. From the spider I learned what the word.
Yetor nanabhi hrudayat.
Ha is there. Hrudayat. ఊర్ణాం సంతత్య వక్త్రతః తయా విహృత్య భూయస్తాం గ్రసద్యేవం మహేశ్వరః. దిస్ ఇస్ ది ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఫ్రమ్ ముండక ఉపనిషత్ ఆల్సో. ఇతో ఊర్ణాభి సృజతే గృణతే చ, దట్ శ్లోక. ఊర్ణనాభి హియర్ మీన్స్ దట్ స్పైడర్. యథా ఊర్ణనాభి హృదయాత్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇట్స్ వాట్ దట్ బాడీ హృదయాత్ ఊర్ణాం సంతత్య, ఇట్ హస్ గాట్ దిస్ వాట్ యు కాల్ ది పేస్ట్ ద ఊర్ణ, ఇట్ హస్ గాట్ స్పెషల్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ పేస్ట్. ఫ్రమ్ దట్ పేస్ట్ ఇట్ మేక్స్ ద వెబ్. ది యథా ఊర్ణనాభి, హౌ స్పైడర్ బ్రింగ్స్ దట్ పేస్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఇట్స్ బాడీ అండ్ ఈ మేక్స్ ద వెబ్ వెరీ నైస్, వెరీ సిమెట్రికల్, వెరీ వెరీ దట్ డయామెట్రిక్ పర్ఫెక్ట్, ద జామెట్రిక్ వెరీ పర్ఫెక్ట్ జామెట్రికల్ వెబ్ ఇట్ మేక్స్. ఊర్ణం సంతంత్య వక్త్రత ఫ్రమ్ ఇట్స్ ఓన్ బాడీ, ఫ్రమ్ ఓన్ బాడీ త్రూ ద మౌత్ బ్రింగ్స్ అవుట్ అండ్ మేక్స్ వెరీ పర్ఫెక్ట్ హౌస్. తయా విహృత్య అండ్ వాట్స్ మేకింగ్ బై ఇట్స్ సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ వాట్స్ ప్లేయింగ్ ఇన్ దట్ వెబ్. ఫైనల్ భూయ అగైన్ తాం గ్రసతి, అగైన్ ఇట్ స్వాలోస్. ఏవం మహేశ్వర, whenever I see the spider, I will think of Lord. There is a spider, what is that, reminds the Lord here. Okay, spider brings and creates and swallows in the same way. The Lord of the universe, he creates and he only sustains and he only again destroys. That's why you call him in English G-O-D. Generator, organizer and destroyer we call. Brings and plays and finally swallows. It's a lot of the philosophical things to be discussed. This example, So this much is enough. Otherwise they will get upadana karana, nimitta karana, abhinna upadana nimitta karana, so many things to be discussed here, very very deep. So this much is enough. What I learned from spider, how spider brings out the urna and how he makes and how it swallows, in the same way from the Lord the creation has come and he plays with the creation and finally he swallows it like spider. From the spider I learned how Maheshwara is doing the creation. And the last guru, wasp. The wasp has got the capacity. Wasp has the capacity. It will bring some of the worm from outside and make the mud house. You must have seen somewhere. Right. Mud house. Very nice designed house. And it will make a hole and bring some kind of the worm and put it inside. Put inside. And every now and then it creates sound. The sound is what nothing but the scriptural sound. The jiva is inside. Sometimes they say it creates sound, sometimes it pinches the worm inside. And the worm is always afraid of the pinch from wasp. The worm is always thinking about the wasp. The worm completely changes its form from this ugly form into wasp form. Through the constant contemplation about the worm, the worm is getting changed its form from worm state into wasp state. This is how the person, the aspirant, the devotee or the sadhaka. Sadhaka should always think about its own form. I'm not body, I'm Atma, thinking about the, contemplating about that, he just came out of this mud house. From this mud house, he break the mud house and he becomes worm. But the ugly worm has become very nice, colorful wasp. Mud house also fix very perfectly, this mud house. The ugly worm is the ugly ego. And when he started reflecting upon its own nature, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, aham brahmasmi, when it breaks everything and comes out, then how? Yatra yatra mano dehi,
yatra yatra mano dehi,
dharayet sakalam dhiya,
dharayet sakalam dhiya,
sneha dveshat bhayat vapi,
sneha dveshat bhayat vapi,
yati tat tat sarupatam,
yati tat tat sarupatam,
yatra yatra mano dehi, yatra yatra, wherever our mind goes, dharayet sakalam dhiya, wherever our mind goes with understanding. Snehat bayat dveshat. The mind may go to a particular object through sneha, by what that? Affection. Affection means by love. Dvesha, by what that? Aversion also it goes. Bhayat, by fear also. We will think a thing through love, through fear, and through what that? Enmity. However, whatever the way the mind goes and catches the thing, and mind becomes that object. Through the love, we think about some object. Through love, through fear also we think, through enmity also. Whichever the way it goes out. When it goes out and catches the object, the mind becomes that object. This is the science. The same way. This is the science, the point he has given. The example he has taken. The guru, his guru is Kita Peshaskritam Dhyayan.
Kita Peshaskritam Dhyayan.
Kudyantena Praveshitaha.
Kudyantena Praveshitaha.
Yati Tat Satmatam Rajan.
Yati Tat Satmatam Rajan.
Purvarupam Asatyajan.
Purvarupam Asatyajan.
Kitaha is the worm. Peshaskritam. Peshaskritam, here this for the wasp. The kita, the worm, thinking about wasp, kudyam tena praveshitaha. Here tena means by wasp. By wasp only it has got that, went inside. The wasp brought this and went in. Because of the Lord's grace, we went inside the body. Because of his, what is that, maya only we went inside the body. Tena praveshitaha. By wasp it went inside. And what is that? Yati tat satmatam rajan puro rupam atsan tejat. Because of the powerful hit from the God, that wasp, puro rupam, his earlier nature, the warm nature, the warm body and warm nature, asat tejat, when he giving up this earlier nature, and yati, it reaches his, what is that, very powerful, what is that, very nice form, tat satmatam rajan. Hey rajan means what that? Our avaduta is calling yaduraja. The avaduta is experiencing, sharing his experience with yaduraja. So because of the wasp's hit, it's giving up its, or that earlier nature of ugly nature, and it becomes wasp. Why? Because he's always thinking about the wasp. Whenever the mind thinks about anything, the mind becomes that form. Mind takes that form. When we think something, the mind takes that form. This is the Siddhanta has given the first sloka. The next sloka, the Kita and the Paisaskrita. How the Vamas become wasp. Why? Always thinking about the wasp. Why? It is what that. Now here it is not through love, not through what that, Dvesha. This is through Bhaya. Through Bhaya. The worm has become wasp. Yati tat satmatam. This I learned from Keta Peshaskrita. This example. This example also comes in Atmabodh. Bhagavan brings Adi Shankaraj. So these are the 24 gurus I learned. Then I got released from my bondages. Now I happily move around in this world. And finally, I tell you one more guru. This body also is my guru. This is not including the 24th. This is 25th one. Extra. When you get something from the shop also, this is extra, take it. This is extra. Deho gurur
mama viveka virakti hetuho.
Deho gurur mama virakti viveka hetuho.
Vivekti virehu. Vibratsma sattvanidanam satatar yudargam.
Vibratsma sattvanidanam
okay. Tatvanyanena vimrishami yatha tatapi.
Tatvanyanena vimrishami yatha tatapi.
Parakyamitya vasito vicharamya sangaha.
Parakyamitya vasito vicharamya sangaha.
Dehaha gurur mama viveka virakti hetu. Because whenever I see this body, when I maintain, I know what is there inside, how it is made up of. When I watch every day, what is the system is going on. Viveka virakti hetu bibrasma sattva nidana.